This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything,
bop, bop.
The podcast that is currently in week two.
Woo.
of whatever the fuck this new world is. I guess,
man, we are
week three, whatever.
We're putting this work in. Just so you guys know, we're going to record like five this weekend.
We're putting the work in, dude.
So this will not. Suffer.
So this one's bad.
Unfortunately,
we're starting to go stir crazy.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we did record before the roving gangs of Reavers popped up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you guys about that.
Yeah. We're recording this up top as an addendum.
Sean has one hand on a mic and one hand on a knife.
Yeah. I got one hand in my pocket. The other one's giving a peace sign.
Oh, what,
I'm not 100%
sure. Be the change you want to see.
I can't 100% sure guarantee, but if we're about 3 weeks into the apocalypse when this happens, Rest assured, your boy does have some spiky shoulder pads.
Yeah.
I actually really like a post-apocalyptic look. This is too depressing, but like if you had to pick a weapon, like it's too depressing to do a whole draft, but if you had to pick the one.
You were really trying to push this because this was your suggestion this morning.
I think it's funny.
Here's what I would do.
People are going to want to. We're going to have to draft this later. Maybe it'll just be you and me.
I would take medium light wooden bat with nails in it. Oh, I was going to take it. It's called a spike bat, nerd, but yeah, I get it.
Were you going to take a spike bat?
I was. So you're going to buy one. I'm going to make one. Are we? That's the difference.
Why? You guys wouldn't just take a gun?
Can't take a gun. That's
Runs out of ammo.
Yeah.
Oh, crossbow.
Dog. Oh, that's pretty good.
What, are you coming to my island?
Yeah.
Wait, did I not have that on my island?
You did have it on
I did,
island.
Right?
You did, yeah. Motorbike crossbow.
Yeah.
I would have like a chain, and at the end of it's like a big, heavy, like, ball. But the ball like has
mace?
We get it. Light it on fire. Get married.
I don't mind spending every day out on the corner in the pouring rain.
Shane Torres, dude.
What was it?
Hey everybody, my name is Shane. Everywhere I go, there's a cloud pouring rain.
Shane rap?
Yeah.
God, we were
on our way to a house party.
Yeah,
we walked in. There was a guy in the backyard playing his acoustic guitar with his shirt off.
Oh boy.
So we all took our shirts off. Yeah. Or I did anyways. We all did, right?
Yeah.
Was that a campy?
No,
it was on the west side.
Yeah, this was like southwest or something.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, we went to this. It was
It
were theater kids I knew.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, it was like a house party. We were so stoked to go to
a
house party.
We went to IHOP afterwards.
Yeah, we did. We were there with
Beaverton.
Was that an early... Wait, who... No, I forget who we were with.
Brianne, I think her name was.
Jordan Kasner was there.
Sure.
Kasner was there.
Yeah.
Nick was there, right?
We got to your house at 5 in the morning or so. The sun was coming up when we went to your house.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
What did you bring that up for?
I don't know.
Was somebody playing that song?
Oh, the Shane rap.
Every day I'm... Everywhere I go, there's a cloud pouring rain.
Oh, yeah. Was I doing that?
Yeah.
Oh,
on the way to this party in the car.
You were like locked into the collective
What's up,
unconscious.
Everybody, my name is Shane. Everywhere I go, there's a cloud pouring rain.
Shows are canceled.
Got myself a cone, two scoops of pain.
That's why they call it window pain.
We come from Spain. My hair's real long and my jacket is denim. If you cook a plate of biscuits, I'll get up in on it.
I mean, this just sounds like his
Shane get a verse on Toothpick.
Yeah,
that's what we need. You need like an Uncle Cracker remix for Shane.
Shane is an Uncle Cracker remix.
If you cook a plate of biscuits, I'll get up in them.
When it comes to charm, I got two scoops. Check me out on Ron White Star Studded Salute to the Troops.
Yes. That was perfect.
The Shane rap, baby.
Mm-hmm. He'll be tripping in the door way wetter than the rain allowed him to be in probably about 10 minutes.
At some point.
He actually Shaned on the rain.
Shane it on the rain. It was falling. Shane it on the rain. They shine at night.
Remember when that was like the big deal? When Milli Vanilli just like got canceled because they had someone else singing?
Yeah.
No, I'm 32.
Wouldn't those problems be nice right now? Wouldn't that be tight? If that was like the big deal?
I don't know. I'm thriving in this pandemic.
I know you are. You got your Nerf guns, dude. You got a fortress.
I got a lot.
For me, it's supposed to be a hamdemic. I'm really getting into my ham. My ham radio, my ham in the kitchen, John Ham.
It's actually been a damn Gina-demic for me. Which is, you know, new. But I've
been a
scam-demic
for me.
I've been mispronouncing and eating a lot of dessert, so it's called a flandemic for me.
Oh, man, I thought you were having a big baby dram-demic.
Oh, I love that, dude. My cash machine.
No, it's I'm actually listening to a lot of Eminem, having a stand-demic.
Oh, that's good. I know you don't like seafood, but I've been having a real clam-demic.
Oh, you've been having a clam-demic. I've been fucking reading a lot of New Yorker think pieces. I've been having a frandemic. Fran Lebowitz.
I've been thinking about going to a piano bar having a plate against Sam demic.
Oh, I like that.
I've been making and selling crack. I've been having a pots and pandemic.
Thanks to these new episodes, we're all having a real fandemic.
Having a fandemic. Yeah. Speaking of which, visit our Patreon right now. We know money is abundant and everybody has a lot of it.
Everybody
has all the money.
Everybody who's sticking with it, thank you. It is like, you know, my friends have been joking, but like that is the only way I make money. So thank you.
Dude, yeah.
Seriously, help us out in this serious time of a vodka crandemic.
Oh,
sure.
I'm done. I'm sorry,
dude.
I was wishing that I had like a ounce of cocaine.
Yeah,
not for personal use, just in times of epidemic.
You never know what the new currency is going to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Fruit Loops. We're going to have a toucan-demic on our hands.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just found out they're suspending my show next week.
Whoa.
The Late Late Show, James Corden.
I figured.
Dude. Wow.
Yeah, that's immense. That's good.
You still got to work from home, I
sure. I have no idea. We're not going to be in the studio. I'll be available for whatever, but like, yeah.
God. You know what? Maybe I'll do the show now.
Oh. You want to do it? You want to do it? We'll film here. I'll film your stand-up set.
That would be right next to the Emmy.
Between the Emmy and the Venice skateboard bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be a great debut.
Zach has created a beautiful tableau over there.
It looks great in here.
It does look amazing.
Doesn't it look nice in here?
Yeah, it looks really great.
I'm thinking about having some 58-year-olds over. I think they really appreciate it.
How are you going to get 50 of them?
That'd be so crazy.
Kind of podcast. It's that kind of podcast.
Me and Sean just wake up, come inside the house, and it's like, oh my God, there's something has really gone wrong.
Here's what you guys need to know about life. All right?
Sit down on the floor, all of you.
Crisscross applesauce, or is that not woke?
You're just holding court.
I'm sorry. Crisscross apple. No, I don't have it. I thought I had a joke there.
Whatever. Crisscross apple smushed up vegetables or fruits.
Paste.
You know, what just mad at the wrong reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Oh, if you can, still call them backpacks?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What are you sitting? You're sitting Native American style.
Oh, okay.
That one's probably actually reasonable.
That might be.
Yeah, that is right.
Pretty reasonable.
Pretty good call.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Who texted me? Oh, yeah. Math? Is this still okay to call it math? Or is that too close to math?
I'm from back in the day where we carried the two. I don't know what you guys do now.
All right. Oh, now do you put the two like
you give the two a participation trophy?
Is that what happens?
They didn't teach us any of that in reading, so.
Oh, yeah, you took reading.
I took reading for 3 years.
Did take reading.
3 years is so hard.
I swear to God, everybody took it. Except for everyone I've ever talked to.
Yeah.
Did I like read up that there were other people in the class?
That was just like part of every class.
I think it was just you and the rest of the bad kids at the portables. I don't think
you know what we were. Dave and I were talking about this. If you could please stop tweeting at me like I'm an idiot, that'd be
tight.
You
can read, guys.
I can actually. I mean, and also not to say if you can't read, you're an idiot. That's not what I'm saying. But just don't tweet at me like that.
What have you been getting?
Just a lot of stuff. Like, so it'll just be a tweet, and someone will be like, "Oh, Sean can't read that." And I'm like, it boils. It gets you get pissed. If you're on the bus.
I'd like to encourage people to still send those tweets.
Yeah. Sean, and you can tell.
Wait,
Sean,
on the bus that you couldn't read?
No, I'm just saying if you're on the bus, like you're not doing the dankest of things, and then you get a tweet like, oh, I also people yeah, think yeah, I can't yeah, for yeah. real read.
Oh, I thought you said a girl on the bus accused you of not no. being able, that would be
I will go back to that girl.
This man can't read, stop the bus.
Stop the buses.
And Sean's like, where's the pots?
This was a weird thing that happened. I don't know if I told you guys this. I was in Madison, and after the show, that's it's impossible to not do well there, by the way.
Oh,
you have to do well.
That's a city.
Sean, if there's a chance there's anyone who's involved in that club is listening.
It's amazing.
Mwah.
Love so it. After the show, after my set, it was a good set. And this dude comes up with two girls and he walks up. He goes, hey, man, your face is kind of red. Yeah, just straight up. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I heard this.
I was like, I mean, sure. And the girl with him, she's like, do you need like someone to do your makeup or something? And I was like, what the fuck?
Not in studio, not in the state. Nick Nampe once. There was a couple that came up to me. I think Sean was there, right?
Yeah, because
this couple came up to me and they were so drunk. They were drunk and they were trying to be nice, but they were probably overstepping their bounds. Where they're like, you know what you should be doing, like as a joke.
Yeah.
And Nampe was just standing there and he was like kind of wobbling, and then he was like, "Shut the fuck up. He's a professional. Don't ever tell him what to do." And I was like, "It's okay, man. It's okay." And he's like, "No, it's not okay.
It's not, he's right."
Well, then he is, but it was like,
they started to say something. He's like, "No, fuck that. You don't need to listen to anything say."
Yeah.
Dude, Nampe fucking, he's like,
it was hilarious.
People think he's quiet, but he's got every gear.
Oh, man.
He's got every gear.
So is Batman.
He's not quiet as much as he just isn't always saying
he picks
shit.
Picks his spots. Right. That's a man who picks his spots.
Like, whenever he talks, sometimes with quiet people, when they talk, they seem like he never seems afraid to talk.
Not at all. No.
I mean,
he's like Mr. Ed, man. He only talks if he's got something to say.
Exactly.
Like, I love
Mr.
Ed.
The horse?
Talking horse?
Oh, okay.
Because no one can talk of a horse, of course. No. Unless, of course, there's talking horses. The famous
Mr. Ed.
It was one of my joints back in the day.
Mr.
I
Ed?
Missed it.
Nick at Night?
Really?
Donna Reed, Petty Duke Show,
been,
Mr. Ed.
We might have been like, I'm with you. I watch Mr. Ed.
Really?
My Nick
that
at
show
Night
used
was
a lot of peanut
like
butter,
a
right?
Fresh
yeah, a lot of peanut butter.
Or Bewitched. I watched Bewitched on there.
What about Get Smart? Would you believe?
No, I've never seen that.
Lancelot Link.
I never saw that. It was Dragnet,
like
though, bro.
A chimp.
Oh, yeah.
Dragnet, for
the
sure.
old Batman, like the Adam West one.
Pow!
You know who we should draft? It's a Nick at Night lineup, dude.
Sure. Ooh. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. Shows from like...
Is Nick at Night different than Snick? Snick was before Nick at Night, right?
But at this point, Snick...
Yeah, remember that? Nick at Night, bro.
It's not what I think of when you do that. It's funny.
Snick.
What do you think of when he does that?
That's what it is. Nothing really, I guess.
That was there. There was a little orange dude walking. It was like early computer generated.
Yeah. Are you afraid of the dark? Yeah. And like,
are you afraid of the dark?
Roundhouse.
Somebody should rap over that.
Black youngster, get on it.
Was Clarissa on Snick?
Maybe towards the end.
If somebody out there is listening, make a beat. I'm going to give it to you clean right now.
All That was on Snick.
I give you four
you
takes.
Look awesome.
Right. Let him know. Let him get his back in. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That
cook,
was
that, cook that up. Let's get it in front of Ski Master Slump God, and we're off to the races. We are off to the races.
Holy buckets. That was tight.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, bud.
Sean S. Jordan.
Right here, man.
In the Fortress of Solid Dudes.
Right here.
Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel and Jordan on the gram.
Sure is, man.
We see those. We see some of those.
A couple out there.
From time to time.
They are persisting.
You know what's weird to me is when people, well, they're like, I'm Phil Cougar Jacobson. You're like, you're not doing it right. You're like, Phil Cougar Mellon Camp. You're like, it's a pretty easy concept. You know, just do it the right way.
Come on, you know, it's different. You know, everybody puts a little different. Listen, you cook with Lowry's, I cook with sea salt.
No,
it's
I don't
different.
Cook. I cook
that's,
in a microwave.
That's true, you don't cook. We got to get you cooking.
Yeah. I'm trying.
You're going to be betrothed.
At least churching up some pre-made things.
Yeah, no, I bet you we could get you down dirty.
Well, I made Chislik the one time. It was okay. And then I made tater tot casserole, I think for you two once. It was
I never
okay.
got it.
No.
You didn't
no,
get any?
I
wasn't no. Yeah, I don't have anything coming up. You know, Buy the Buck starts here. Stream it. Do whatever you got to do. That's something you can do inside.
Yeah.
Stream it.
Search
stream
Sean it. Jordan on YouTube. Watch those.
Yeah.
Just put a new one up videos, the other day.
Listen to Luda's. Listen to Luda's rap from Gossip Folk. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Go Google Mike Maldonado in Baker 2G. I think he's Mike got a Malloy, dope Luda.
Mike Maloidal Noddle. Man, Mike Maloidal
Noddle. Dude, you kind of want him on your side, maybe.
Mike Maloidal Noddle. Yeah. Oh, with the Jews?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We
yeah.
don't need that fucking shiggets. No, absolutely not.
What does that mean?
It's like a male shiksa.
The Jew. Oh. There's actually. I almost Wait, said the Jews. I can't say me. That.
What?
What's a male shiksa mean?
There's actually a Yiddish word.
Well, should I get the shiksa? They're the goyim.
There's a Yiddish word for Malloy.
Yeah.
Just for him.
Yeah. A schnorrer.
Away.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Kack enough in the schnorrer.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
David Pori.
Yeah.
The G is silent on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
CoolGuyJokes87 on Instagram.
Get at me.
CoolGuyJokes87 on Instaham.
Instaham.
Yeah, dude.
We are coming through canned, baby.
Come Instaham, dude. Yeah. Just ham.
Just
it
ham.
Just identifies any kind of
Headmo.
Ham.
I mean, ham, and Headmo.
David, you don't have anything to promote either, but how
I
are
don't,
you?
I don't. You know, I'm out here. I'm making some moves. Don't worry about it, man.
Hit up
you know.
The faded Twitch stream.
Hit up the faded Twitch stream.
Oh, yeah.
That'll we be, might be, yeah. We're going to be twitching our
gonna
shows.
Gonna be twitching, gonna be twatching. Watch out for your boy in some maybe videos that could be hinting the internet. Just know, progress is a slow process. You know what I mean? I'm not compact. I'm all Mac. Understand, I'm moving out here. Strictly business.
I'm going to need to get a little wet my beak on this faded streaming money if you guys want to keep talking
about absolutely.
It. Yeah. We're going to have to sort of fucking...
I get it, you know?
We should all Twitch. That's what the kids are twatching. Yeah.
Are they twatching?
Yeah, the kids are twatching, dude.
Somebody recommended that.
Throw on Chungus on your Stardew Valley, twatch it down.
I understand that they will, and people have told me that they would,
uh-huh.
but I can't imagine someone wanting to watch me play Stardew
Valley. They love it.
I think it's fun. I've done it. I've sat right where you're sitting right now and watch you play.
Crazy to me. I got some video. Now that I'm fucking, we're on quarantine. We're not quarantined. I don't know what the right word. I'm not going to be at work next week.
Chilling. Yeah, not going to work here next week.
Yeah.
But I mean, you also might you're take off.
You're on a vacation right? from your problems.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Whoa.
Yes. Ian's going to go to Europe.
I'm going to Europe. I'm going to get the bottom of this.
You don't give a fuck.
I'm going to ask the real questions, the tough questions. Hey, do you got it? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming in.
What's up?
I'm going to talk like
Army Hammer,
gates.
Dude. I'm 5 out. This is Army Hammer. I'm 5 out.
No more knocking. Shut the door. I'll kick it the fuck down.
I'll kick it down.
Mr. Pope, there's a call. There's an Ian Carmel on the line.
I'm not impressed.
We're taking it back.
All right? I'm not fucking impressed. You understand me? Oh, man, I had my... never mind.
What?
Yeah, nothing. It's a private thought. Zach Toscani.
Yo.
At Zach Toscani on Twitter.
Yes.
At Zach Toscani on Instagram.
Yes. Zach's actually doing a bunch of shows.
Brat Zach Toscani on a grill. He's got some brats going
Ooh,
on there.
Ooh, I would love that.
Yeah. Flat Zach Toscani in the choir we formed. And Ooh. I didn't want to bring it up publicly like
I
this.
I thought you were sharp.
Zach, what's going on? How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I'm around four of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's
where's the fourth?
We're locked in.
What are you the fuck with Emmy? Would you please start referring to the Emmy?
I'm talking.
Emmy named it?
Emmy, dude.
Emmy Lee?
Emmy Lee Curtis.
Is it a man or a woman?
I think it's a woman. It's got big boobs.
Oh, yeah, it does got yeah. it. It is stacked. I didn't notice. Yeah.
Man, it's cool that there's the shadow of it on the wall. I hadn't noticed that yet.
Yeah. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish BevMo Rewards app.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get those Manischewitz points.
Absolutely, man. Manischewitz points, dude. Yeah, man. I scored a lot of those in the rec league.
Do you have rec specs?
No, I got nothing to promote, man. Fucking 9.2 on Pitchfork. Listen to it. Listen to my stand-up comedy. I used to do it.
Watch your boy on Netflix.
Watch me on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm up there streaming. Stream my stand-up.
Screaming as well.
I'm screaming.
Ian's on Netflix screaming.
Screaming. If you haven't seen my set, please watch it. If you have seen it, watch it again. Reacquaint yourself with the movie The Lion King. It'll change the way you watch that movie.
Oh, wait. Can I pop back in and say, watch The Lot?
It's a little too late, actually. So,
can you just watch my short film? Watch my short film. The Lot on Vimeo. Short film on that.
The Lot on Vimeo. lot.
It's Vimeo.
It's on Vimeo right now.
It's a staff pick, for God's sakes.
It was a staff pick, for Christ's sakes, Sharon. What the fuck do you want from me?
What do you
mean? I work, okay?
All right.
Yeah, they're my kids too, but they like eating, right? Right? They sure don't mind that fucking Kia Sophia I bought her. She's a freshman.
You think pork loins just show up in our fridge, Sharon? I buy those.
You know what the short film's called? It's called A Lot, and that's what I need from you.
Mm-hmm. Right now. It's called The Lot, actually. It's called The Lot, just to be specific.
Yeah. The Lot. Yeah.
Look it up on Vimeo.
Fantastic. Featuring some of your favorites. Matt Bronger's in it.
Zach Toscani's in it for a spell.
Zach Toscani's in it.
Mike Malloy. James Austin Johnson.
Jadge. Punky Johnson.
Punky Johnson.
Me. Sam Talley.
Max Beasley.
David Borey.
No, Max Beasley was a PA, though. Oh, shout out to Max Beasley.
Theotis Beasley.
Theotis Beasley.
He's in it.
Man. Skateboarder from Compton.
Directed by
Steve Fine Arts.
Big time.
Shot at the same grocery store from Star is Born.
I like your
Well, I mean, a Star is Born was shot at the same grocery store.
I like your short. I wish your whole movie was your short. I think your short.
I'm off the deep end.
Why'd you steal my fucking grocery store?
You were using it right.
You're out of fucking toilet paper.
You're out of fucking toilet paper.
Look at it now. It's a fucking wind farm.
Speaking of which, how you guys doing on TP?
Lush.
Right there, dog. Look at that.
And that's not even, that's like.
That's toilet paper?
Yes. Yeah. And we got another big fucking.
Let angels guide you in, dude.
Yeah.
And angels none of us deliver
that. I don't
even
shit. So like, that's just for fun.
Yeah.
I just sit there until it goes away naturally.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't actually, you know, nature's my toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know?
That is never a good move.
Gross.
No, I just get up and go back into the world. Gross.
I ain't got time. I'm like Jay-Z, man. We both do. We don't have a lot of time.
If you've grown wary of this poop talk and you want to hear something else, the Anthy Patreon is up and running. We put out two bonus episodes every month.
Yep. We have two in the chamber right now.
And a watch along and a mailbag.
And we'll be doing that playlist, I imagine.
We'll be doing playlists as well. We're going to be putting together a AFE playlist that comes out every month. We should actually talk about it after this.
Yeah.
And then, fuck yeah. So jump on there. There's access to the Slack. And you help keep us all in soup and furs.
Slack-cess, dude.
Slack-cess, dude. Slakiel O'Neal. Shislackity.
I heard those slack.
Enough of that. We are gathered here today in the Fortress of Solitudes, not only to say Shlakiel O'Neal, but also to fantasy draft, as we are wont to do on the All Fantasy Everything podcast, board games.
Uh-huh.
Board games.
Now, maybe listening to spending a little more time indoors right now, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe you're playing board games. Maybe you're looking for things to do after you've watched The Lot, after you've watched Ian Carmel's stand-up comedy on Netflix. Screaming. You know what I mean? Maybe you want something to do while you listen to The Buck Starts Here, or previous episodes of Zach on All Fantasy Everything.
Yes.
You know?
YouTube me.
Tube your boy.
Go watch Spicy News. Zach on Spicy News. Hot ones before hot ones.
Well before
years.
Interesting. Interesting.
A lot of those.
Oh, we're all on Spicy News.
We are.
They're
pretty dope if you look.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, they're we watched a, weren't we at your house, we watched like 10 of them, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah, we the other did.
Night? We watched some over here at one point.
When I cashed out all that Hennessy for you.
Enron.
It was Bullet.
You're welcome, by the way.
It was Bullet.
I'll replace it.
But it was cashed out.
I will replace it.
You were right about that.
You have many debts to make up.
I do. I know. I'm going to go to the store after this.
Listen, Indiana Jones is going to get the sand. The weight's going to be the same.
Now, the way we determine the order of the draft is with a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Whoa, three rocks. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Wow, Sean Jordan wins.
It is. There it is.
Sun even shines on a dog's ass.
Yeah, yeah. Not Zach's, though. Zach loses so much.
I am the puppet master, though.
Okay, is that what you think?
Who told you that?
That's what I have to think.
Okay. Sian, having won rock, paper, scissors.
I did win, didn't I?
It's incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, I must remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
Well, what
and
is that?
What's going on? All right.
Yeah.
Are you usurping me?
He's usurping.
Are you trying to single white female
I'm
me?
I'm trying to serpentine you.
Oh!
Damn. Shit. Well, now we can't talk the rest of the show.
And what is that?
Excellent question.
It's kind of like if you're at a buffet.
Oh.
Like, say, I'm going to use Pizza Ridge.
Let's not go to a buffet right now, though, as we're social distancing.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Or
go to the buffet because it's open. All the chocolate milk you can handle.
Oh, yeah.
I bet the buffet is thriving. I bet it's doing all right. Let's say you're at the
buffet.
I bet it's not.
Absolutely not. It's not.
Sneeze guard splatter barf.
Sneeze guard splatter barf. Why is it you old so-and-so?
It's one of those buffets that has everything, and so you go on one end, you get a bunch of pizza.
You're singing my
they
song,
got everything. You get a bunch of pizza, and then you look down at the other end of the buffet, and you're like, fuck, mashed potatoes would be nice for the crust. When I'm done with the pizza, dip them in some mashed potatoes. So you go down there, you get some mashed potatoes, and you're like, well, you know what else would be nice for the crust is ranch, which is on the back where the pizza is. So you go back, you get some ranch, and then you look down at the other end, and you're like, well, corn goes with mashed potatoes.
You put the ranch on the potatoes?
And you put them on the crust of the pizza. You do whatever you want.
Oh, but you put the ranch in a cup. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, you put it on the plate.
This is semantics.
I call it a ramekin.
Wait, you put it there. On the plate?
I would, yeah. In this scenario?
Next to the mashed potatoes?
Next to the pizza. I'd You're use it like wild. A, I would like, oh, I'd use the pizza like a
but you kind of annex it.
Yeah. I would put like mashed potatoes and then the pizza would section off a part of the plate and then the mashed potatoes. So then after you get the ranch, you look down and you're like, well, corn is over the mashed potatoes. I don't know how I didn't see that. So you go back down over there, you get some corn. And you're like, fuck, I like hot sauce on my pizza. Why didn't I think of that when I was over by the pizza? You go back, you get some hot sauce. And then you're like, you know what else I like? It's fried chicken and potato wedges. Those are both by the mashed potatoes. So you go kind of back down there and you get some fried chicken and potato wedges. And then you're like, well, I like hot sauce on my fried chicken as well. So you go back and you put some hot sauce on it. And then, you know, back and forth until you have a crippling case of diarrhea, I think. You know,
it's like old buffet Sean and young buffet Sean are fighting each other
exactly.
on that plate.
Darth Vader, like, dude.
Young. Yeah, exactly.
basically, what it means is you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Yeah, if you don't want to be creative, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
That made a lot more
Either
sense.
Way, I get it.
We'll just do it like a horseshoe. Me, Sean, David. Zach,
oh, me, Sean.
Ian.
Me, Sean.
Oh, yeah, me, Sean. Andrew Michon's on the show.
Sean, David, Zach.
Hot corner, Ian Carmel. Hot corner,
hot middle. Mishan.
Okay, so board games is what we're drafting.
Board games
Sean,
is what we're drafting.
You have the first pick, and we'll get to it right after this short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I was just out in an open mic, and I have a ton of trouble just standing there and socializing. You would think I'd be amazing at it. You'd think we all would, because we're stand-up comedians. It is very hard to do, and one thing that I noticed for my mental health, I always just look at like how charged is my battery. You know what I'm talking about? Like all that stuff that you need to use your energy for, like going out socializing, eye contact for me, all that stuff. You would think it would be hard, but it is hard when those lights are shining. I don't need to look at anyone, but you know, just all that stuff. It's really, really hard to do. And it's something that you ignore a lot of times. You think it's not a big deal. Setting boundaries, learning how to say goodbye, thinking everyone's mad at you when you leave, all those things, like all those social things, they can drive somebody nuts. And, you know, the right amount of socializing, all that stuff, it's very important to figure out. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life, you know, that doesn't drain you completely. Because it is important. If you want to leave somewhere, you can go on and dip. Nobody's going to get mad at you. But sometimes it's hard to know that. And essentially, it's one of the best things about therapy is they can give you somebody who can just help you figure out those boundaries, those lines, those internal, you know, alarms that are going to go off. And when they do, just go on a dip, go on and do you, because you can't be fun unless you're having fun yourself. You know what I mean? So talking to someone about it, I've never had anybody come at me and be like, oh, that was a bummer that I talked to that person about this. It's always going to help. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They are there for you. They want to help. It is done entirely online, is designed to be convenient, flexible. Like we always say, it's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time. There's no additional charge because they want it to work just like you want it to work. So if you get a therapist, you don't like it, hit the bricks. Give me a new one. You know, it's as simple as that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Ever, the only podcast that has ever existed. Ask your grandparents. We were around then. We'll be around when you're a grandparent.
Dude, when you hit the, yeah, we're back, like, yeah. It feels like light speed when you're in Star Wars. Yeah. Like, it kicks you back, what? And you're like, oh, we're back in it.
$5 says Shane's here.
Bump, 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 bump. Come in.
Uh-oh. Our package has arrived.
He has arrived.
He's in the building.
He is among us.
We all just cheered because Shane got mugged outside. Shane got we all watched it happen.
He got stabbed. Shane, do you want to say hello to the people?
Hey, folks. How are you?
He was walking around wrapped in toilet paper as he normally is, and everybody mugged him.
Like a mummy?
The new currency.
Yeah. We're about to start a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you guys drafting?
We're drafting board games today. Shane asked, what are we drafting?
Shane did.
And I answered.
Yeah.
Board games, I said.
I was at Helen's last night. And I was looking at her board games, and one of them was literally called Pandemic.
Yes.
Sorry if I was taking...
No,
I didn't have it.
I don't think any of us are like big board game heads like that. People are going to get pissed. They're like, why didn't you take 36 hours of horse birth? Yeah. Well, that's one of them.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That one's a little more common. Yeah. I'm talking about those really weird ones.
Why is my mom sleeping?
Yeah, why did you take this game where it's 8 hours and it's whoever can put a latex glove on first, but you have to roll dice to do it? Sean John, what's your first board game pick?
Best board game of all time,
yeah,
without a doubt, Scrabble.
Scrabble.
I can't even spell.
What was all that talk earlier where I was like, please, please don't come at me like I can't
read. I'm just like an animal at Scrabble.
And here it is, one of my best friends on the planet.
I'm an animal at Scrabble, so I pissed. Like, I got it. I got the lock-in tiles. We can get it shaken tonight.
A-N-I-M-A-L.
Do you think that proves your prowess at Scrabble by
P-R-O-W-E-S-S. I was going to try prowess, and I was like, no, then I was going to do proofs. Then you did. I would have said P-R-O-U.
Wow. You spelled, and also Scrabble, so much more of it is about tile utilization than it is knowing how to spell it.
You have to know your two-letter words,
U-T-I-L-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N.
Utilization.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Bam.
So. Yeah, it's just a great-ass game. It's been my favorite game my entire life. I used to play with my great grandma.
You're a big Words with Friends guy too.
Until we accidentally set it up.
Is Bananagrams like that too?
Bananagrams is not a board game. Can we talk about it? It's not a board game.
I don't know,
right?
About Bananagrams.
Well, there's not a board, but it is like Scrabble, right? Yeah.
Well, fuck, you already said it. Bananagrams, you get like 50 letters.
That is a board game.
Bananagrams?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then
oh, fuck,
not.
My bad.
Okay. Anyway, Bananagrams is amazing too. I wasn't either.
Yeah, it wasn't on my.
Yeah, I love Scrabble, man.
I do too.
It's perfect. It's great.
And like, joking aside, which I know the theme of this is joking, but that has helped me learn how to spell a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's helped me through that
stuff.
How many times have you had restaurant and you're like, don't
Q-I's
know which cheating. Order these go in?
Yeah. And like the planning of Scrabble is so fun. And also when you get deep, you know the letter count, like, how many J's? Well, there's only one. If you know like how many M's there are, and you see that there's like four on the board, and you can kind of, it's fun
you're
to play
cards,
like that.
Huh?
Yeah, you gotta watch those Z's and K's.
Wow, you're playing like three games at once.
Dude, it's tight, man. And like, you set yourself up, like you put an O next to a triple letter, and you know that you have like an N that you can get the triple letter, or like a like down
to
the triple
spell
word.
Like neutralize off the,
like N-E-U-T-R-A-L-I-Z-E. Way off?
No, I think you said it right.
Is that all right?
I wasn't paying attention.
Tight. I think I spelled neutralized.
Shane's right in your kitchen, cool. Dude.
He just sat behind me, dude. Can't do that.
I like this energy.
Me too. I'd prefer it if you had some clothes on. Weren't you going to take a shower?
You just sat right here. You don't get to talk. You don't have a microphone, man. Shane's naked.
What?
Drink it up, lady.
I guess they're not woke in New York. It's not cool to call everyone ladies, Shane. Dickhead.
Sean's actually gotten really serious.
It's a little bit of both.
Like,
I wouldn't.
Like water for vodka.
Yeah, what do you? You know, it's midnight. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I?
There's one? Scotch down there too. It's interesting what your hierarchy is when
I'll
you go
get
over
to
drinks.
It. All right,
I'm working my way.
You don't start on the last level of a video game. Yeah.
System going here, pal.
These vodka waters first.
Vodka water. It's like someone's third wife just getting drunk at home.
You're acting just like Tammy.
I think I'm just going to drink vodka and peek out the windows.
Oh, you're talking about when I worked for Hulu.
Yeah.
I used to walk around with the laptop and big old headphones just looking out the window like, what's the fucking
still,
mailman doing out there?
You're still always on watch.
I'm a Snoopy little devil.
Yeah.
And I
like
and to
you
kiss.
Haven't been kissing in a while, so it's been more than usual.
I do like to kiss.
We've been kissing. Like I kiss. I
kiss. Oh, yeah.
Don't twist it
up.
I kiss. Yeah. We
K-I-S-S.
Yeah, I mean, I kiss. You know.
I'm getting it. I kiss, dude.
Oh, I kiss.
Yeah.
It's you at the coffee shop.
You're talking about kissing?
Yeah, I mean, I kiss.
Anything, I've been less Snoopy lately, if we really want to get into it.
Yeah, I'm more of a kissy devil.
Yeah,
I'm just going to get Americano today because I've been kissing snoops. A lot.
So. Honestly, these days, I'm more of a fuck angel.
Wow.
Whoa.
I used to have a subscription.
You're more of a David Blaine guy?
Yeah, you know.
Fuck angel. That's like something you would Google on the back of an Uber.
Yeah. But just right. Images, though.
All right, fine. I told these guys earlier that yesterday,
you tried to put some distance on
yesterday, it. Yesterday, I'm honest, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I Googled perfect boobs.
And you, it's a subjective
when it comes
term.
Up, when it comes up, it's like underwear commercials.
Yeah, it's not even pictures of naked women.
Right.
Should have been a picture of you that came up because you're a perfect boob.
Perfect boob.
Stay tuned for more 1940s face insults. Yeah,
it should have been you perfect boob.
Right here on All Fantasy Everything.
I can't wait till alcohol is legal again.
I, for one. Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble, man. Yeah. Best board game of all time. It's always been my favorite, always will be.
Yeah.
It's fun.
There's just enough of like fucking the
perfect
other person.
Amount of time, too, which is nice.
Some elements of intelligence. It's not all luck, but luck is a factor.
Sure. Yeah.
David, time for your first pick.
Taking the ball breaker. I'm taking the candy taker. Monopoly, of course.
Yes. Monopoly.
Great.
I get a candy taker. I thought that was a different day. I was like,
really
very surprising.
Pissed at your friends for 3 days.
Here's
in a
my
row.
Thing. Yeah. I love playing Monopoly, but I hate it when people bail on the game. When you're like 3 hours in, you're
locked
in. It was going to be 5 hours.
Social contract.
It's going to be more than 5 hours. Yo.
I think five's a good
dude, when I was
number.
A kid, we used to go hammer. And like back alley deals inside.
Sure. Hey,
you
go to the bathroom real quick, do a bunch
Monopoly
of blow.
Is fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Do a bunch of pixie sticks.
No, I mean, even just playing with like my mom and her friends, like playing with like a dog. I don't know. Have you ever played Monopoly with black people?
No, I never have.
I didn't mean to
Can
laugh.
You believe
that
it that
funny.
Sean has not?
I you have?
Sioux Falls.
Yes.
Oh, he's from Chocolate City, baby.
That's what Zach looks like when he lies.
Oh.
I've never played Monopoly with black people.
I haven't either.
I will only play Monopoly at the hardest level with other Jews.
I'm not going to speak on that.
With real
you have to go to New York and play.
Like that Jay-Z song?
This is not a game.
Play Monopoly with real cash.
Times Square. Mark me down.
Actually selling property.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought you owned the waterworks, Judah.
Yeah, I got most of the railroads west of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Monopoly is fucking fire.
But yeah, Monopoly is always great.
A lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah, kids Monopoly used to go hard. I love a game of Monopoly, but it's like, you got to be in for it.
And I'll say some shit that I wouldn't. I'll get pissed, and I don't like getting mad at my friends, but I'll get mad.
I like all the spinoffs, like all the different editions that you can have.
Oh, you can have like Oligopoly. Denver-nopoly or whatever.
Yeah.
Nippleopoly.
Denver-nopoly.
Denver-nopoly.
There's definitely Portland-opoly.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you buy voodoo donuts.
Yeah, that's how the Denver one is. Like,
Sioux Falls-poly.
And Denver's like, you buy voodoo donuts. Yeah. Zach?
Clue.
Oh. Yeah.
Very fun.
It was
very
Zach Toscani in the Fortress of Solitudes with a clue pick.
Ooh. Colonel Mustard in the butt.
Yeah.
In the foyer? I don't know. I've never
It's been a long time since I've played.
Colonel Butt Stuff in the
Colonel, Colonel Butt Stuff in the Mustard.
Colonel Butt Stuff in the Mustard Tunnel, as they call it.
I used to be a general, but they demoted me after what I did to
That's
the butt.
That's the grossest name for a butthole.
The Mustard Tunnel is the word.
Yikes.
Yo.
Yikes.
That's horrible.
All right, yikes. Everybody, please welcome Colonel Butt Stuff in the Mustard Tunnels.
Oh, man. Oh. Ian's going to need a little French birth control.
No. I had just taken such a big swig of it, yerba mate. Oh, I almost sprayed it all over my computer. Colonel Butt Stuff in the Mustard Tunnel. Gross. It's so funny. Oh. Oh my god.
I hate it. Yeah, I love mustard. Oh, I love it, but I man, yeah. I hate it.
Oh god.
Who would have thought Mustard Tunnel would roll out so well?
Stop it.
You just say it more.
Stop it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. It's gonna come up in like 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Mustard Tunnel.
No.
Ew.
Sorry, Marissa. That's God. The most sorry I've ever been to
like
you.
I don't like that when I'm dry, you talk like that and I get wet, but not in the way you want.
Not just you, bud. Not just you, my friend.
No, it's just me.
Like we're in just a bog or something.
Yeah, like a cranberry bog.
I'm in a hot bog and I'm far from home.
Like sex in a dumpster.
Yeah. Hot bog. It.
Hot bog. That's the cologne that Chain wears.
Hot bog. Chain's dapping you up from afar.
Fun game. Mm-hmm. You get to analyze a crime. You get to accuse people. It's kind of a moody type game. Like
moody.
The board is very cool. Yeah.
And I've seen one of the rare board games to be adapted to a motion picture.
Motion picture is very, very funny.
It is really, and it's star studded. That
Tim
motion
Curry,
picture.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Michael McKean.
Right.
What other? Is Lorraine Battleship Newman? The only other one?
Oh, come on,
bro. Oh.
Don't talk about one of Shane's favorite movies while he's right there.
Miss. Happy birthday, Rihanna.
Yeah,
yeah. Birthday, Robin.
Clues. I think Laura's like probably third favorite movie.
Oh, and really?
Three Amigos,
Can
the
you
Music
break down
Man,
the top
Clue.
10 for us?
Yeah,
Three Amigos, Music Man, Clue. Those are the top three.
Music Man
sure.
number two. Yeah. There's Trouble.
Her dad,
River City.
I'll tell you this. Her dad did that for his high school talent show.
Yeah.
He also did it at Christmas. The whole song.
Really?
It was. He did it perfectly.
The General sounds pretty cool.
It was dope, dude.
Yeah.
Do you ever call him to save some time?
Or you could go online.
Yeah, I gotta go there.
Does he know Shaq?
You guys both say that at the exact same
time.
Does
he know Shaq? All three of us said it. It's crazy. Yeah.
No, me too. Does he know Shaq?
Oh.
Yeah, Clue's a great pick.
Yeah, man. Clue is a fantastic
Clue be
pick.
Fun.
It's a fantastic movie. It's time for my pick.
Your pick.
Boy, it is. I got two picks in a row, as it is the hot corner.
Sure is.
In the Serpentine Draft. With my
corner.
First one, I got to take my favorite board game of all time, Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet it is, you arrogant prick. You love showing people. That was way too mean, and I apologize immediately.
No, keep going.
Come into the
I didn't, Shane, you don't.
And look what he's right here.
You're going to call me an arrogant prick while I'm sitting in the same room as the Emmy I won this year.
Oh, that shadow is crazy. I'm not going to see
that.
Damn.
It's a good shadow.
Yeah. No, Trivial Pursuit's like right up your alley.
Yeah.
You and Adam.
It's right up my mustard tunnel, dude. Yeah. I love Trivial Pursuit. It's just fun. I just really like trivia.
Yeah.
I often find with this is a weird thing to say during this episode, but I find most games to be trivial, ironically.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Because
I'm
absolutely.
Like, there's so much luck, and there is certainly luck in Trivial Pursuit, but it's like a lot of like, I love trivia.
Yeah.
The way my brain works is I hold on to facts, and I love to flex that muscle. It's fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should try it for Jeopardy. I really do.
Oh, I want to. Yeah, I really should.
I think you and Adam both should.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you're on hiatus.
Furlough, yeah, dude.
Go over there.
I'm on furlough.
No, you're not in prison.
Going down to Santa Monica, see what I can't scrape up.
I'm on a radical.
You're not fucking your wife by the gate.
I'm on radical sabbatical right now, dude. I just love it. I love that little, I love sliding the little pie pieces into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they get stuck.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nothing that makes me more mad. Maybe other than poverty. Let's give it up for me.
You know, I was about to.
Pop it up for Ian Carmel.
I Google image search.
Perfect
Trivial Pursuit. Oh, yeah. And I've got to tell you, They nailed it.
It didn't start as an image search.
They got it right.
I looked up Trivial Pursuit questions, and then I realized, wait, I'm only seeing one side of the image.
That's true.
So just the question. So I have some, but I have no idea.
And life's like right.
I'll throw them out. What do you got?
What Eastern U.S. state is home to the Trash Museum, complete with a simulated landfill?
Oh, that's Delaware.
What borough do you live in again?
I'm going to say Michigan.
I just roasted Shane. Huh?
Nice. Good job. Good job.
He's not on mic. I'm getting the points now, too.
Yeah. Vis-a-vis.
The Trash Museum, complete with a simulated landfill?
Uh-huh.
That one, I don't know. I like the ones where, like, maybe you would have heard it at some point. But
I would say Michigan, but
that's not an Eastern state. It's a Midwestern state, right?
Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Some East. It's a Midwestern
state. Oh, it's Eastern? I didn't hear that part of the question.
Yeah. What Eastern U.S. state?
Rhode Island?
New Mexico.
Oh, I bet New Jersey. That's a good one.
Shane said, he's off mic, you can't hear him. Shane said, what's a state?
He said, what a state you're in. You silly, silty boy.
Well, I mean, it's midnight. It's,
you have an answer?
It's crime to have a drink at midnight?
No, I told you I only see one side of the image.
Do I got to Google the Trash Museum now?
These are all so
the Garbage
hard.
Museum is in Stratford, Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah. So Trivial Pursuit's my first pick.
Good job.
Ooh, and with my second pick, damn, shit is going quick, huh? I'm going to take the original. Taking chess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm taking fucking chess.
Playing against
chess
death,
is tricky
huh?
for me. I'm not, I know the rules. Like, I know how to play, but.
Shit's for everyone. Heard Shane said no shit after Sean said chess is tricky for me. You're a checkers motherfucker if I've ever met one.
Naming other board games.
I don't know. It's pretty funny. It
keep
was
shoveling.
Blasted
yeah,
you.
That was
keep
pretty
shoveling
good.
Those chips in your mouth that you opened without asking. Put it in my mustard tunnel instead.
yeah, chess. I love it. I started playing it in early grade school.
What seems like hard you, to be
takes
good at.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I think remember, there's like a lot of strategy. Like there's.
Like, and there's
like hella.
Yeah. I just knew that like an intellectual game is just not where I'm going to be thriving.
Yeah, I need something.
So I let go pretty early where I was like, well, that seems, I'm more of a Connect Four type of
I'm
guy.
Like a,
you
I'm
know what I'm saying?
Stop saying games. Stop saying games.
Stop saying games.
Is that?
Yeah.
Would we consider game. That?
Yes. It's a vertical board.
We're gonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will
absolutely.
Consider it.
Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I just enjoy the strategy.
Oh,
I'm not like amazing at it. I would never claim to be like an amazing chess player, but like I really enjoy it. It's a fun game to have like a conversation during.
Yeah.
You
know what's fun is when it's like the table.
Yeah.
Like instead you're like, oh, it's just a chessboard. Look at that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
The pieces are cool.
When you have one of those like on a beach where it's like life size.
Oh, and the life size ones?
you get to be a chess
oh,
piece.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Like in Cozumel.
Oh, they have giant chess pieces in the park at Golden Gate Park.
Have you ever played it where it's real men?
Yeah. When you capture them.
You mean have I gone to war?
Move forward. Yes,
like an L. L your way forward into that other boy.
Oh, is he wet, that boy? Bring me a sparkling boy.
Chess. Whoa. Somewhere I still have like some chess club trophies. Chess Club 7.
Ooh. Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. I was pretty good at it.
Was it three-dimensional chess?
Fuck no, dude. I don't play that shit.
Oh, is that like Star Trek?
Four-dimensional chess. Oh, God, what's the one they play?
It's just called Life, bro.
Let the Wookiee win, bro. Zach, time for your second pick.
Second pick. Okay. This one could be, I have a question. If this counts as a board game, Twister.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah,
Twister.
Yeah.
Purely as a playing it as a young kid. I would never play
like
that now.
I would be
you're like rubbing up against.
I just liked that it was, as a dumb person, a little easier to handle. I was like, oh, put my hand there and
that's
a leg
yellow.
There.
This is my right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. You can really look at it and you go, can we, does everyone confirm this is my right hand and no one's going to laugh at me?
And they go,
not?
Zach, hold the L up. Which one makes an actual L and which one is a backwards L?
And then I see the L and they go, that's you now.
And then I go, actually, I only know how to do a pitchfork with my hand because I'm.
A Twister.
In the grips.
It was everywhere. There was like, it felt like there was like 4 or 5 summers where it was just like, that was in the rotation.
It was an easy
because
game.
Because it's one you can go in and out of. You're like playing and then you run away for a little bit.
Do you remember when puberty hit and everybody would pretend like people were playing Naked Twister?
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard they were playing Naked Twister. And you're like, I bet that's what my fucking word, bro.
I bet that's what my mom and Steve are doing on vacation right now.
What?
I remember. Yeah. What's
Steve? The weird kid at the party.
Yeah.
I remember going to like, you know, soda parties, like makeup parties, essentially. And there'd be Twister there. Like a soda party where you just had like chips and soda, but it was you're making out.
Is that a Midwestern term?
Yeah.
I think I might have just said that. But like, it'd be like, hey, I'm having a party and you'd have chips and soda and then you'd get to go and like you'd have the basement and then everyone's just making out. But Twister was like a good gateway.
Fucking in the sixth grade.
Anyway, yeah, that was a good
grade when you had girls sleep over, you know?
Yeah, sorry.
But Twister, dude. Twister.
I have no input other than it was a terrible thing to see as a fat kid.
Yeah, that wasn't for us.
It was a horror when that got brought out. A horror. Not just as a fat, just as like way bigger than everyone else. Be like, what am I going to do on here? What am I going to fucking do? I'm going to strip down to my fucking bugle boy ankle socks. I'm not going to do it.
Sure.
Can we play instead?
What happened?
Junior Trivial Pursuit. That's what I wanted
to
know.
I bet when everyone was at the pool before the board game started, you went into the closet and you just ripped up the Twister mat. Like, oh, it's a shame.
Oh, the dog must have gotten to it.
Somebody burned the Twister.
Oh, do you have a big piece of butcher's paper?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The hamster that I left out for the aliens must have broken into the Twister box.
It was a guinea pig, but I appreciate you even remembering that part.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The guinea pig's been quarantined, dude.
We had to go
all
to hamster.
Italy locked down.
Now it's 3 hamsters. You can make that joke. I don't know that I can.
You can.
I know the rules on it.
Yeah, guinea pigs.
Sounds weird when you put them together.
Well, it was an officer.
These fucking guinea pigs.
Damn. That sounds so
slight different.
God, he's got chills.
God, my room smells like shit because of these guinea pigs.
Who let him name that? Who's that? What's that called? It's a guinea pig.
Someone under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yeah, like so.
Oh my God.
Is that what you're going to go with, Jeremy? That's what you're going to call him?
It was the usual suspects where they're in New York and they're like,
she's cool, but she's roommates with a guinea pig. You can tell she had, you know, she was surrounded by guinea pigs when she grew up.
I don't like this anymore.
David, how about your second pick?
My second pick.
Has a first name.
Has a first name. This is another childhood man. Nerves
this
of
is
steel.
A childhood man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It taught you to focus. It
oh, no. I know what this is.
Operation.
Woo! Yeah.
Yes. That game. Yeah.
Get that funny bone.
That dexterity.
Get that funny bone out before whatever the fuck is going on.
That game is intensity in 10 cities, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. The hand-eye coordination. Yeah. And when the pressure's on, your hand's like shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know that I ever actually knew the rules to operation. Is it
what
just
rules?
You see how many pieces you can get?
You
know, like,
pull a card and it tells you what,
tells you what to get. Yeah.
Funny bone, bread basket, butterflies in the stomach.
And then you win if you get
Adam's
the
apple.
Most.
Yeah, something like that.
I assume.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
You're a doctor.
That's true.
It's really operating on a clown or does his nose just red?
It's really all about getting a quarter on a wood table and trying to make a beat
light
between
up,
the
right?
band.
Yeah. It would buzz and then his nose would light up.
Yeah.
Squam.
Because he was drunk.
Yeah. He was kind of a fat guy, too. It was a fat guy with a red nose and the worst haircut I've ever seen.
It was based after Bobby Kennedy.
He had that parted down the middle, like, fucking hair going back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes. Yeah, the wiener cut.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Straight down the middle, that part. That's still around?
I don't know.
I don't see it as much.
Is it? Do you part your hair straight down the middle? Is it happening right now?
I mean, kind of.
A little bit.
Oh, all right.
Sean, cover your second and third picks.
My second pick, I'm going one of my childhood favorites, obviously, is Candyland.
Oh, yeah.
The game Candyland. It was such a fun, it was so colorful, which was a cool
one.
You
didn't have to know how to count.
Yeah, you didn't have to know shit.
Did you really just space?
You really didn't have to know a goddamn thing to play Candyland. It was just like, okay, this is very stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was a delicious looking game too.
Yeah. Was it like, I can't remember, was it like Miss
Plum?
There was
like clouds and like lollipops and everything was like rainbow colored.
All the cards, like you get a card, you flip it over, you're like, well, this looks fun. It's almost like it's real candy.
Even the bad guy was like licorice, right?
Yeah.
There
was like
black licorice.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Gumdrop place or some shit. Gumdrop land. I don't know. It was just a really fun.
Big Dark Candy Mountain. So reading Candyland's Wikipedia description, Candyland is a simple,
not a lot of words,
simple racing game. Board game.
It's a simple game for non-readers.
Play Candyland before you start reading in sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade as an actual class that you took where you swear a bunch of other people took it.
Your characters are Mr. Mint, the Duke of Swirl, Grandma Nut.
That guy just loves interracial.
Grandma Nut. That's what Sean searched on the internet last night.
Grandma Nut.
King Candy, Jolly, Plumpy.
All
these are all porn terms.
Mama Ginger Tree, Cupcake Commons.
Go to X videos right now and type in Mama Ginger Tree.
Hold on, listen.
Princess Lolly, Queen Frostine, Lord Licorice, Gloppy,
Scat,
Grandma Gooey.
Oh! Grandma, also what Sean Googles.
It's Grandma Nut for a while, then it's Grandma Gooey.
Fluffy Puffer.
These all sound like the worst jobs.
Was this game sexual?
I didn't know.
Those are all wildly sexual.
Is Candyland a dungeon?
Man.
Whoa. Candyland was the first sex poverty
game. Grandma Gooey.
You guys all had to pay like $1,000 each time you played, right? Just like I did.
Fluffy Puffer.
You saw Chuck Rhodes in there all the time?
Yeah, Chuck Rhodes.
Oh, God.
Getting Chuck peed Rhodes. On in Candyland.
When the hell's that starting back? Again?
Aliens.
Pissing April. Me off.
Yeah. And your third pick.
My third pick is going to be Sorry. I love Sorry.
What's your pick?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Who?
What are you going to pick?
What?
What's your next pick?
Sorry.
It's okay. Just make your pick.
I'm going to pick Sorry.
What are you going to pick? Don't apologize. That's what we do.
Sorry?
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You're well, I'm going to make my pick now.
Okay, go ahead.
This is my pick.
Yep.
Sorry.
What? For what?
Sorry?
I don't give a darn.
Sorry, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Is that a pie piece game too?
No.
You had, is it like you can knock people out?
They kind of look like nipples.
You're trying to free people from like a prison, right?
Well, no, it was like
into a prison.
I think you had four pieces each. So there was four pieces. It was like red, blue, green, and yellow. And you just moved around the board and then you climbed your ladder into your home base, which kind of looked like a thermometer, if I'm picturing it right.
Oh,
thermometer
yeah.
The is a piece kind of looked like a...
Like a joystick.
You're trying to get
like
a, home.
Like a, yeah, yeah, like a like an out... Like
didn't
one
have a
side
bubble
of an,
popper thing for the dice?
Different game.
Oh.
But yeah, that was what we played after my paper route. My paper route every day. I had the Argus Leader paper route when I was a kid. And every day after we'd do it, because it was like 5 a.m, we'd go get Brenda's pastries and then go play Sorry at home. Me and my mom and my aunt, Kim and Summer, who were basically my age.
Brenda's got a brand new Sorry, a pastry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little homes look like a little Jewish star, if you remember. A Star of David. It was a British game.
Really? Like,
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it over there was actually Sorry, Gov.
Sorry.
Terribly sorry. It's called Pardon.
It was Pardon.
Saying it.
It was awesome. Subsequently sold in the UK by Waddington's, the British games manufacturer.
TJ Waddington's.
Waddington's. Fluffy Puffer. Fluffy Puffer Waddington. Sorry, it's a board game.
He's a friend of Teddy Wedges, isn't he?
H.R. Teddy Wedges. Hello, terribly sorry. H.R. Teddy Wedger. I believe you have a reservation under my
name.
Man,
I just had some Teddy Wedges. It was dope.
Ooh, wee. Sorry. Yeah, we played a lot of Sorry in the Carmel household growing up, too. Sue Carmel's a big Sorry fan, if I remember correctly.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It's about like moving, like you can move
really?
Your pieces.
Really? A lot of these games, pretty easy. On
it was
end.
A round, right, board.
It's kind of...
No,
I was about to bring up another game.
Oh, really? Yeah, but all the pieces were round, your little fucking joystick-looking things.
Sure, the nubs.
And it was really, I mean, I think if you landed on someone else's square, you could like knock them off. They had to start over. That was about
I think so,
it.
You sent them back home. Yeah.
It was like the only...
We sent them to the starting
And then
point.
Once you Go got home. Into your little capsule thing, you were safe, but then you had to roll the right number to actually
get there
get
exactly,
home.
Which was like another game, mm-hmm. An older game, but I will not bring up, bruv.
Yeah, I like Sorry a lot.
Beautiful. Sorry. David, your third pick?
So this game was, it was a Cadillac. If you could find one working.
Okay.
In proper working order with all the pieces.
Oh.
And this is a game people hardly ever actually played the game, but the game was also fun. Mousetrap.
Yes. Definitely. But it was so it was so hard to make yourself put the time in to set it up. Right. I remember like a group of kids.
You don't have a lot of patience.
They'd have it and we'd look at it and we'd be like, yeah, let's play something else. Cause we didn't want to sit and take the time. But when you did, it was like the most rewarding thing.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, dude.
The guy jumped into the barrel at the, or into the hot tub or whatever at the end.
Who doesn't want like a Rube Goldberg machine on their board game?
I'm saying.
Yeah, it was so much fun, dude. But remember so many times like you would start setting it up and then like 20 minutes in, you'd be like, I don't have all the fucking pieces.
Yeah. You wouldn't find out until later?
Yeah.
I never even owned Mousetrap at my home. I would only ever play it elsewhere. Either.
I think it was like
out. I don't think anyone owned it.
No.
It was always someone else.
It was just like doctor's offices and your mom's weird friend's house.
It was like in doctor's office with those things where you grab a thing and it was like on a wire and you just had to like, like a little wooden block.
I'll still play with those when I go to the doc.
Look, I'll move this block to its predetermined location.
Yeah, then there was an abacus, which was supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
It's how they used to do my ass.
Oh, satisfying. 6 and 4 becomes 10. Look at that. Wow.
I love that game. Everybody loved that game.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It was like Power Wheels. Yeah, it was like, wow.
Dude, we were over Halloween. We were with Laura's nephew, and we were just like going around looking at a haunted house. Like, you know, Portland like has a grip of decorated houses. And these two little girls got in a, what are they called? Power Wheel. Mm-hmm. Like it was a real car. Like they were going somewhere. Like they were having an adult, seemed like an adult conversation.
Wow.
Were they drunk? Got in, you should have taken their keys.
Shut the doors at the same time. And then they backed up and then drove to the park.
Wow.
Like they were grown-ups going somewhere. And Laura's nephew was just standing there like jaw on the ground. And I'm like, I don't, you can't unsee that. And
man, when I saw Pat, but dude,
because it's a fucking car for that, for a kid. You're like, that's a fucking whip,
I lived
dude.
In apartments. Nobody ever had them.
Yeah, I didn't have one. We knew people that had them. Like when we got off the block, we'd go to someone's crib and there would be like somebody with a power. It was only one person in like a neighborhood.
I didn't even know anybody who like had like any kids who had them.
How much do you think they cost?
I bet you they're like $300.
Not even. I looked. They're like, they're not even that much money.
Really?
And this was back then. So like, the fuck was Ivan Carmel doing?
I just remember the
he had a Porsche and I didn't have any power.
I remember the song too. Power wheels.
Leading the way.
Dad, how can I make power moves without my power wheels?
He didn't understand.
I got a meeting at 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take me 2 hours to get there.
I got to bring these creepy crawlers to the top of the cul-de-sac at 3:45 and I got to walk them up. Like you didn't go to fucking Binghamton?
Spencer's going to be there. Spencer's got 9 of them.
Yeah, dude. Fucking power wheel, fucking Baron.
Yeah, that shit was horseshit.
Zach, you're a third pick.
Third pick, okay. Do we consider this a board game? Taboo.
Taboo?
I think so.
Which one's Taboo?
There's no board.
We consider Tabooly.
Which one's Taboo?
Delicious treat.
But there is a, it's like,
Taboo?
You have to guess stuff, right?
It gives you.
Oh, without saying the one word.
Yeah, they give you like a list of 5 that you can't say.
It's for sure a board game. Just
You don't need a board to have a board game.
I
feel like if it comes like in a box and you play it on a surface, it's a board game.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If people were like, we're going to play board games, they brought that out, you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever played Taboo. How do you play it?
It's fun. You'd be really good at it.
Really?
It's like almost like charades, but you get the card and you're trying to describe one word. And then it gives you 5 closely related to words that you can't say.
Okay, so you have to say that you eat the seeds on like road trips. They're mad salty. Baseball players spit them out. It cuts your mouth. You eat too many of them.
But you probably drink water. Salty.
Oh, I couldn't?
Maybe.
You wouldn't be able to say plant. You wouldn't be able to say.
Oh, does
like,
it have like words you can't say?
Yeah, it's got like 5 like words 5. You can't say.
And it's like the top probably most used words to describe that.
If you're wavy, it's like really easy.
I'm real wavy, dude.
Yeah.
Sunflower, I'd be like the star that our solar system revolves around.
Sheryl Crow used to have videos full of them in the 90s.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Used to be your wallpaper if you had a Windows computer.
Those are one of those fun games.
Girls used to put them on their hats.
Mm-hmm.
You play it with a couple, and then there's like inside shit where they're like, yeah, Kenny Loggins. They're like, oh, Sunflower, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were playing once with my little sister's boyfriend at the time, and he was up. And he is describing the word to us, and he's like, it's like a private, if you have like VIP tickets to go watch something, and we were like, oh, like front row seats for all this stuff. the box, and he's like, that's close, but it's like for a specific type of performance by women. And we were like, okay, what? And so the end of the thing we don't ever answer the question. And we're like, well, what was the word? And he was like, ballet box. And we're like, that's not a, let me look at that. And it was ballot box.
Oh boy.
Damn, you really just dropped his shit to 50,000 downloaders.
Wow.
You really put my man on blizzard.
Not in the family anymore.
Oh, okay. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, man. Shit, bro.
Yeah. Maybe come back around here when you learn how to read.
Dumb fuck tweet at
well,
that
guy. Let's not go on. Let's not get crazy.
We just said you know how to read.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It was Sean.
You are not instilling confidence.
Sean
in him.
Used to date my little sister.
Aretha Franklin over here.
Aretha? Sure.
Taboo. I never. My boo. Yeah.
That's it.
Zach,
a good fun Valentine's Day present. Taboo for my boo.
My third pick. I'm going to take the game Cranium.
Okay, I was gonna, but I'm not perfect with the rules.
Yeah.
So I would have felt bad picking it. What are the rules
of Cranium?
Yeah.
Because
I know I like it. I couldn't remember exactly how to play it when I was looking it up.
There's like it comes with like instructions.
Yeah.
There's like, you have to complete like 5 different tasks,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah, it's like different parts of your brain each question though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, different parts of your brain.
So yeah, that game is fun.
There's also, I think, some questions you can like pick which, how to describe it. So one's like a cloodle, you know, where you make you draw it, and then there's a clay one.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
The card That's game. Right, because you make shit out of, you know, like you have to make a car out of clay or something.
Yeah, it's the game for your whole brain, dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. That'd be fun to play soon.
I think so. Yeah, sketch and sculpt, word puzzles, fun facts, act and hum. Oh, yeah, there's a singing one you can
do. That's right. You have to like hum Danger Zone or something.
All different parts of your brain. It's really fun, man. Yeah, we played, we went through a pretty heavy Cranium phase. My family went through some board game phases, and Cranium was definitely one of them.
We play board games still. I do escape rooms like crazy. Okay. But we'll go to this place called Game Night in Portland.
It's called Marriage.
Yeah, it's the escape room.
Yeah.
You go and you pay $5 to get in, and then they just have 100 games that you can just go pick and play.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Back when there's no plague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we used to be around others.
Applebee's used to have that too, where they just have a corner where it's like, hey, here's some board games.
Applebee's had board games?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of restaurants, I feel like, have board games in the corners, but no one ever
let me
go explore what they have
Texas
for everybody.
Texas Roadhouse would have some shit with the pieces.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Trivial Pursuit is in Fire on the Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every table's got all kinds of fun.
Too bad I'm cramming those pickles.
Damn, those fried pickles, dude. Nothing
Man,
trivial about
I
those.
Man, I got some last time we were there. It was
I'm in hot pursuit.
Fuego.
Yeah, nothing trivial about that.
Fuego de go.
Nothing trivial about that pursuit of pickles.
No.
The fuego de go.
I'm on the pursuit of fried pickles, and I
know right behind you. Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
Wait,
who are you talking to?
What?
Zach's doing some role playing. Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
In my head, pursuit of pickle. You're like following them. You're pursuing them.
All right, after the date, let's go home. I want you to be a pickle cop, and I'm going to be Mr. Pickle. And I want you to come up behind me and say, "Pull over, Mr. Pickle." And then we have sex on the floor.
Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
Mr. Pickle, slow down. You're going too fast. Mr. Pickle, do you have any idea how fast you're going? Ooh, Mr. Pickle.
Oh, man. I was not ready for that.
Yo. Mr. Pickle's juicy.
Pickle that pickle?
Oh, that's very funny. Pull over, Mr. Pickle. Pull over, Mr. Pickle.
Mr. Pickle, stop right there.
Mr. Pickle, Mr. Giggle.
Put your fucking hands up, Mr.
Gigglestein? Was it last week?
I can't remember.
Gigglestein or something like that.
Gigglestein, yeah.
Gigglesburg. Cranium, yeah. You can play a lot of it. It's just fun. And then my fourth one, I'm taking the game of life.
Yeah, dude.
Life was fucking fun.
Life was great.
That thing you would spin was really fun. That was like
you mean
built
that thing
those
that
mountains?
I broke every time I got my hands on it?
Did you?
I would always just try to fucking spin the fuck out of it.
I feel bad for any of your early lovers. Because I had a gentleman's touch with that thing. A gentleman's touch. I wouldn't get in there and just fucking whip the fuck out of it. I would spin it gently.
Yeah, I don't spin gently.
It's got the wrist motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta think of it like a tiny little penis.
You get the whole whip, you get kitted up.
Yeah. Dude, it's so fun. You'd be in that little car. Yeah. What, I got daughters? You got a car full of daughters? Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life comes at you fast.
Life does come at you fast. And that's a quick game, too.
Yeah, it's very, it seems like it should be all long, like Monopoly, but it ain't. It's what?
Yeah,
40 minutes?
Itself. You spend an hour playing it. Before you know it. Depends on how many people you got going.
Before you know it.
Is that an old game? Is it like Monopoly where it was invented during the
It was like
during the 50s. Yeah.
Feels like one of those like you need a family type games. Like this is what it's like.
You let a girl at the malt shop. Good job.
You're 23. You can buy a house now.
God. It was like that kind of game.
Off the GI Bill.
Yeah. You sell tires. You can buy a mansion. Yeah, life. Zach, time for your fourth pick.
Well, it came up earlier, but no one has still picked it. I'm going to take Battleship.
Battleship?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It really got us used for laptops. You know, I feel like laptops were easier.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know how funny it'd be? Go, yes, I'd like a foam latte, please. And then you just sit and play Battleship.
Just go to a coffee shop and open half a Battleship.
Hello, Linda. Do you hear me? E7.
Excuse me.
If you posted up at a coffee shop and opened like just a game of Battleship, and then just anytime anyone walked in, you were just like kind of looking at them like, huh?
You know
what? I'm going to need everyone to disavow what they're looking at on my map.
Buy a coffee. Come over.
What's all over your Battleship? That's bagel crumbs.
What's like how people play chess? You know, over the mail.
You should go to one of those chess parks like in New York and set up Battleship.
Oh, dude. I go to a park and I reach underneath the park bench and it just says E6 and I'm like,
damn.
And then you're doing it for money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Battleship.
It's real battleships.
Battleship. It's really just a game of knowing shapes and guessing letters and numbers together, right?
Yeah, but there's like some real basic reasoning where you're like, okay.
Did you ever have a friend who spelled something out in their guesses? Where it'd be like, F you.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
I definitely had people who were fucking moving ships.
You can tell too. You're just like, I see you. I know what you're doing. I see your arm moving. Or people that would just lie.
Yeah, normally.
Like, sometimes it would happen and you'd flip it over. You're like, I fucking just called that letter. And they're like, you can't look at my shit.
I didn't hear it.
No, what happened? Like, when you grabbed my screen, what happened was one of the pecs came loose and it swung perpendicular.
Yeah. Some real Shane moves, if you will.
Did you ever see people that tried to get them like diagonal? And you're like, you can't.
Yeah.
There's
no real
way to do that.
You got any Elmer's glue over there?
A ship could.
Shut up. They bring their own pecs.
A ship could.
Battleship's a danky for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I remember the commercials being pretty great.
It felt like
there was going to be visual.
The commercials made it look better than it actually was.
It was one of those games for sure.
I can watch an ICBM from this? No. Right.
And then you're like, just like two bloodthirsty 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking kill your whole family.
Life
I think it was like with like grown sailors in the commercial. Yeah.
grown sailors.
Strapping.
They had Purple Heart. Like people on there, like, yes, I have served.
Couple Mr. Pickles playing Battleship.
David, time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick, this game was Controlled Chaos, man. It was football. It was beautiful. It was hard. It was heavy. It was fast. It was scary.
Yeah.
Hungry, Hungry Hippo.
Yeah.
The whole game just
going nuts.
Then you'd always have that kid like, don't move the board. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, man. Get in the game. Get your head in the fucking game.
I'm only over here because you have this. And your mom makes good Kool-Aid.
It's not my fault. Your dad named you Megan. Just play fucking Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Make me another sandwich with that whole grain bread you guys have.
Yeah.
Prick.
Yeah. And why don't you go ahead and tell your mom to cut off the crust. All right?
Damn.
She knows how I like it.
Yeah, man. Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Ask her. Ask her about me.
There's not much to say about it. It was awesome.
The hippos are hungry. I'll say this. It was a game that was honest about hippos. They're scary.
Yeah.
They'll eat anything.
They are, dude.
Yeah, they tried to tell us and we did not listen.
We were all like, hippos, what do they do? Wear tutus and dance around gracefully even though they're big? That's what we all thought. Uh-huh. And I was like, nah, this is what hippos are really like.
Are they named Fiona and Stephanie?
Cincinnati Zoo, right?
Yep. Shout out.
Sean, time for your final picks. Fourth and fifth. As it is, a serpentine draft.
Yeah, I go to zoos.
All right. I'm going to pick... This one is another one that people just won't play, but it's one of my favorites is Risk.
Fuck!
I love playing Risk.
I should have taken that last. I forgot.
I don't play it, but I know how popular it was. I thought that was going to go in the first
round. I will.
Yeah. I haven't played.
I will. Let me say
this
right now.
I know you will.
I will fuck you up at risk.
I know you will.
You don't want to get into the ring with me.
If you would play, if we could find like four people that would play a full game of Risk, I'd play a full game of Risk.
I got a lot of time. Unfortunately, you're flying back to Portland on Sunday night. Otherwise,
yeah, let's play Skype Risk.
Shane and I are gonna play We'll play Skype Risk. Yeah,
I just come back and the whole floor is like a Risk board. You're like, yeah, I don't know. We just played it with real
use
people.
Use the back door. Use the back door. Use the back door.
Yeah, man, Risk. Me and my mom, and I think Smith used to play, and CJ used to play sometimes, and we would be screaming. It was one of the only times I can remember screaming at my mom, and it was kind of okay because it was just about this game.
Yeah.
But we'd like fucking fight.
What were we saying? On the set, that ain't Risk, cuz.
No, I wasn't a Crip yet. Yeah. It wasn't about that.
You weren't fighting over that kind of territory.
No, we weren't fighting over Whiskey Flats or Dog Patch or anything.
Risky gotcha. Flats.
The All Saints neighborhood.
Risky Flats, yeah.
I like the whiskey rounds. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I like them too. Yeah, Risk is a very fun game. It's just, I mean, Monopoly-esque, but less complicated.
A little more strategic, a little less devious.
I think so.
Yeah, you were waging campaigns.
Yeah, but there's not as many moving parts and money and properties.
You're fighting wars on several fronts.
Yeah. A little more devious. You can make fucking side deals, which you can do in Monopoly too, but in Risk, it's like part of the deal.
You can do that.
Like, you can just team up, like, hey, me and you go against them, like right in front of their face. Yeah, and
they're like, shit.
Stop it. And you're like, bye, fuck you. I can and I will.
Some fucking epic
would you
battles.
And your mom team up on Smith?
I mean, maybe. Just sounded, you get where my mind was going. It sounded dirty
to me. He seems like a guy you would double team.
You ever just get beat back to like New Guinea and Australia and then like valiantly fight all the way back?
And then I'm just dying like, out here.
Would you guys menage a trois?
If it was me and my mom, we'd double team Smith for sure.
No, you wouldn't.
And I'll tell you, they'd start calling the game reward.
Oh, Zach.
Oh, Zach.
That's Zach for you.
Oh, Mr. Pickle. What's your fifth pick, Sean? I did flip a Risk board over once.
Of course
I don't think
that
comes as a surprise. Wait,
were you playing Risk while you were driving somewhere? That would be a fucking game show. Ian drives and plays Risk.
Plays a patient game.
Glendale playing Risk.
Ian has a half hour to get to work. Playing Risk.
The game is I try to not say anything that would definitely get me fired from my job at CBS. That's the real game. What's your final pick?
Chutes and Ladders.
Oh, yeah.
I have that on my list.
I like a Chutes and Ladders. It's real fun. Climb the ladder, fall down the chute.
Chutes and Ladders and Candyland.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, an intellectual.
Some simple.
Oh.
Now, there's not a lot of words in this book.
Yeah.
But if you like an episode for you to make your plea to not have people come.
I like to analyze. Read. I analyze the pictures
one
in the book.
Doesn't even have numbers.
Listen, I could have just picked Chutes. Okay, it's a smart game. Chutes and Ladders. No, yeah, I remember playing that. I loved it.
Chutes.
At a bed.
Ladders.
Yes, sir.
No big deal.
Yes, sir.
Might as well
sense.
Be reading a book right now.
It you know really. I mean, Juggalo, you got it. You got the book.
Whoop, 2 G's whoop, whoop,
family.
Whoop whoop family. That was family. So rad.
Yeah, Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders, man. Is it?
Dave, time for your final pick.
Yeah, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
That a bait. That a Dave. That a Dave.
I guess I'm gonna go with the whole theory. As a child, I was very stressed.
Yeah.
So I think I liked games that were mad stressful.
Yeah.
Perfection.
What is perfection?
Put the pieces into the slot. Make the right selection. Once the time runs down the clock, pop goes perfection.
Oh, yeah.
You would turn the thing.
That
and
thing
you had
would
to put all the pieces up. And if you didn't get it in by the time it was done, it would
loud
boom,
timer.
Throw them everywhere.
Oh, it was one of those games with the loud timer.
Yeah.
You heard every gear
clicking.
It was like.
Yeah, it was mad.
It's actually gasoline powered. You had to fucking.
It was stressful
pull
as
a chain.
Fuck, too. Like towards the end, you'd just be like. It was just so stressful.
Mom, get out of here.
No, I was playing alone.
Just testing yourself.
I played
every time you won. You were like, shit.
Yeah, I was alone a lot.
Perfection,
man. And I loved the commercial.
Because
the commercial's
really
wow. Pat goes perfection. Yeah. Perfection by Parker Brothers.
David, you won't be alone when you play this game.
But then you are.
Yeah.
This will turn your apartment to a house real quick.
Yeah. It won't.
You lie.
Yeah, man. I fucking love that game. And I just like games with timers, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
whatever increases the tension.
Yeah. Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah, dude. Zach, time for your final pick?
Final pick. I'm going to go real. This is one that my older sister had. I never played it.
Right.
But dude, it was crazy. It was like, I remember it being very scary. Who knows if it really is. It was called Nightmare. Did anyone remember this?
No.
So you play as
sounds like a made up
wolf
game where they make you kiss the older girls.
I wish.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
That would have been called Dream. No, Nightmare, it came with a VHS that would play the whole time during the game.
Oh, that's
and then it was
scary
like
already.
A Crypt Keeper dude who would just randomly be like, play a two.
Whoa.
Lose two spaces or whatever. And that you were like,
play a two. Play a two. Get me a chocolate milk.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa. I got that.
I wasn't ready for that.
I didn't know this house had an attic.
Yeah. Man. Crypt Keeper, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Tears from the crypt.
Yeah, dude.
Nightmares.
I wrote a book in sixth grade. And you know what it was called?
Sex grade?
Yeah, did you say sex grade?
Tales
yeah.
from the crypts, dude.
But did you say sex grade?
No.
No, I didn't.
Sex grade? Yeah. No, I didn't say that.
Great question. No? Any other questions?
No, I didn't say that.
Mom, I'm ready for my first day of sex grade.
I got the Carl Canise.
Tell me you packed three lunches because I'm going to need them.
Mom, Drip God's going to school with these Carl Canise on.
Yeah, Mom, go ahead and just give me sliced pineapple
first
for
day
lunch
of sex
tomorrow.
Grade, you heard? Know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm about.
Sixth grade.
Time for my final pick. This will push the boundaries of whether or not this is a board game.
Uh-oh.
Because it's kind of a do-it-yourself board game. You don't need to go buy anything to play it.
Uh-oh.
It's called smooching.
Oh, backseat bingo.
I'd like to smooch all of you right now. No, what about it's the game? It's Celebrity.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know how to do it.
It's that song by Twister. No, Twister.
I'll make you a celebrity overnight.
If the five of us are in this room, each of us would like grab five pieces of paper,
sure.
Or maybe 10, and we would write the name of a celebrity down. We'd fold them all up, put them in a bowl.
Okay.
And then we take turns. So like the first round, you go up. And you can describe the celebrity, you just can't say their name, right?
Robert De Niro. Oh, wait, I said it, didn't I? Shit. I said his name.
Yeah, you're disqualified immediately.
I just wanted you to do the Arby's. I wanted you to do the Arby's thing. Sorry.
Wait, what's the Arby's thing?
I don't know where you do
it. No,
don't
last
you
night it was Robert De Niro, but he was dancing good.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was disgusted with how well he was dancing.
Oh, yeah. I wish they can't even see it. That's the bummer, is that they don't know.
It's really funny.
How it is.
Please. Second round, you can say one word, or maybe the second round is no words. So either first round, you can say anything but the celebrity's name. Second round or third round, I forget what the order is. You can either do charades. You can't say anything. And then the other round is you can say one word. So if it was Robert De Niro, I could be like dancing. You have to be like, Robert De Niro. It's another big. So is that a board game? Do we think we count that?
I don't think so.
No?
Because it's like, that's like a parlor game. It's like charades.
It's like a parlor game. Yeah. But there's a couple
that's
of
that's
like,
just me.
All right, that's all
Zach
right.
Zach picked the topic.
I'm prepared to take another
pick. I didn't pick it.
Did you not pick this topic?
No, it was me. It was me.
It was Big Carms.
Well, damn.
Yeah, so speak I say truth it's to okay. Power, dude. Go for it.
And I say it's okay.
All right, then fine.
David picked
a
ball
game.
Pit. We were drafting food one time, so.
No, I picked a ball pit when we were drafting fast food places.
Fast food items.
Fast food items. Menu items, I believe, was in the title.
No, it was not fast food.
It sure was.
It was fast food.
Were like fast food menu 400 items.
400 people there.
I'm pretty sure it was fast food items.
I will change my pick then, but I do love playing Celebrity with my family especially.
We can play
a game called Wise or Otherwise, which is a very simple game. It gives you the prompts.
Take a drink of the shit, pass the shit.
Then pass the shit. Take a drink. You drink the shit, and then you pass the shit. It's right there in the name. Wise or Otherwise is a game that's full of a bunch of like prompts for old proverbs, you know, like one in the hand is worth two in a bush, right? But it would only give you like, it wouldn't be like a common one, but it would be like, it'd be like one in the hand. So I would get a card that says one in the hand. And I'd be like, okay. Now I have to think of what a convincing finish for this proverb would be. So I'd be like, one in the hand, two in the fridge. I know that's not a good example. one in the hand forever on the lips or whatever. And like,
okay. Do people call bullshit? Is that what the,
yeah. And people either have to like guess if it's real or not. And like, you get points if you fool people. And if they guess that it's fake, they get points or something like that. I'm not remembering the rules exactly right.
Don't fry bacon unless you have enough for everybody.
Right. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen a bigger hammer knock down a smaller wall.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. And every round, the reader picks a card and reads the beginning of a proverb aloud. The other players write down the beginning along with a convincing ending to the proverb. And then the reader copies the actual ending and collects the made up. Anyway, it's really fun.
I guess there are a lot of proverbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm having trouble thinking of them right now.
It'd be funny if there was a guy playing and how he'd be like, one in the hand is, I'm so sorry about what I did. Just to the bathroom.
Just play the game, Kevin.
A moment on the lips, forever in these nips.
Yeah, that's right.
You see me, Carol.
I just remember, all I remember is one of the prompts was it is better to ride and then you'd have to finish it, and then I remember my older brother just didn't finish it. He just left it as it is better to ride. It was funny.
That is funny. That is very funny.
Then what? Nothing. That's the whole problem.
No, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's what if thing? That's just it? Anyway, that's the final pick. To recap, Sean, you went first. You took Scrabble, Candy Land, Sorry, Risk, and Chutes and Ladders. David, you went second. You took Monopoly, Operation, Mousetrap, Hungry Hungry Hippos, and Perfection. Zach, you went third. You took Clue, Twister, Taboo, Battleship, and Nightmares. I went last and I took Trivial Pursuit, Chess, Cranium, Life, and Wise or Otherwise. We left some stuff on the board. Backgammon.
Connect Four.
Mancala.
Connect Four.
Checkers.
Don't Wake Daddy.
I didn't want to pick it.
Chinese Checkers.
Guess Whom?
Chinese Don't Wake Daddy.
Yep. Jewish
Chinese Don't Wake Daddy. Trouble was the game with the popper that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Boggle.
Oh, yeah.
Is Yahtzee Boggle. One?
Apples to apples, Yahtzee.
Jenga.
Yeah, Jenga Unchained, dude. The movie tie-in game.
I want to hear people's, though.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yeah, we forgot Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no.
Bummer. Yeah, we did.
Bummer.
Yeah, we did.
Bummer, dude.
I'll play Settlers.
Yeah.
I'll also not play it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll also happily not play it.
Right.
Yeah. Shane, do you have any picks? Anything we forgot?
Did somebody say Mousetrap?
Oh, yeah.
David took it. Yeah.
Yeah, I always wanted that. We never had it. And then the one time I saw it in a friend's house, it was just beat to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pieces were missing.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so God.
I think that's... But we were... We weren't very communal family in that regard.
So did you ever play Don't Break the Ice?
Oh,
yeah.
That was
a fun one.
Yeah, I did play that.
I did play Barrel of Monkeys.
Upwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to try to pull them off.
No, we took it off a
fire.
Don't
get
caught up in the...
Probably the best commercial.
Amazing
right?
commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we're going to be talking about board game commercials. Oh, Mr. Bucket. Balls pop out of my mouth. Oh, Mr. Bucket.
Oh, yeah. Put the balls right in my mouth.
This isn't a board game, but I feel like it's neighboring. Is the cars that you hold the trigger down?
Oh,
like,
RC cars?
Yeah, like
or at a track?
Oh, yeah.
Slot cars.
Yeah,
sure.
Slot cars, dude. Slot car racing.
Yeah, there's always a weird like copper wiring under.
Yeah. They would always fly off if you went too fast.
One of those games that could start on fire
to get mad.
Dude, if there was a turn with no little barrier, keeping it, they just shoot out of your room.
No. Mr. Pickle!
Now my dad's going to punch me in the stomach so nobody can see.
Oh, no. I'm not supposed to be playing games on Saturday.
We want to hear your games. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, of course. Gigantic shout outs to super producer Marissa Melnick.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. Big shouts to Toronto's finest, the Six God herself. Shout out to Cezu Carmel. Shout out to Indoor Plumbing. Shout out to fucking.
Shout out to the nice lighting in the living room right
great
now.
Great lighting.
It's
fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the extreme turbulence that I had on the way out of the bank.
Big
shout
to that.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That was my nickname in middle school.
Shout out to the Michigan Wolverines helmet.
Extreme turbulence.
Extreme turbulence. Yeah.
It's mostly the teachers.
Get me on the court,
that.
Dude. Yeah. Like it's a
Gucci
fucking hurricane.
Blades
out there.
And extreme turbulence. You didn't want to see the two of us together.
We didn't go to college, but we're from Dade County.
Yeah.
Shout out to the mustard tunnel. Is that what it was?
No.
Bro.
Shout out to Sugar Shane Torres.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's if you got some time. If you got some fucking time, watch Shane's shit too. Stream it. Buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Hits go
up. Yeah. We got to get those hits up right now. You're inside. Watch it.
Get your hits up.
Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. You know?
Shout out to that skateboard over there.
Shout out to Flush Flowers. Shout out to that skateboard over there. Shout out to Austin Powers. Shout out to Austin Flowers. Shout out to Lost in Translation. More important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Mustard Tunnel.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.